Good people, the deal.
Yo,
it's your man. What up? It's Smoke Dog and G coming at you with another Rich Dream Show. This week, discussing life balance. Got some good sports topics to go over this week. It's crazy that this is not the peak season for our two favorite sports, basketball and football, but still a lot going on.
Yeah, man. I think this topic that we have for our list, I think this is a good one, man. I think for sure, you know, we try and pick a topic that everybody can relate to, but I think this one is going to be very relatable. It's something that I know I'm going through right now, and I can't wait to get into it.
Yes, sir. So make sure you're tuning in via the Now Legacy Network's Facebook for the live stream this Friday at 7 p.m. And you can catch us on Apple Podcasts, Pandora, Spotify, all where you get your favorite podcasts. It's the Rich Dream Show.
You are now tuned in to the Rich Dream Show.
What's happening, good people? Welcome into the Rich Dream Show. I am your co-host, Smoke Dog. In the wind once again with my man, my player partner, Mr. G. What's happening with you, sir?
What's going down, man? Fresh out vacation, you know?
Well, I see you got your little tan on you, man. Hold on.
You think so? I mean, I'm black enough. Nah, don't do me like that. Don't do me like that. Nah, man, we had a great time, man. We did a quick little three day cruise to the Bahamas. We had a great time. Cruises are I recommend if anybody haven't taken a cruise, no matter which line, a cruise, man. Great time. It's a great time for it's just you and your lady, or you and your man, or whatever.
It can be family.
Yeah, man, you're gonna have a great. You guaranteed to have a good time. Nine times out of ten. Yeah, man. So what I didn't tell you when we talked though,
what's up?
I ran into a couple of interesting people. So first, I ran into it's these guys. They do a podcast. It's called Real Life Street Stars. You ever heard of it?
Oh, boy, I thought you was going to say you went to the Passport Bros out there, man. But the Passport Bros.
Who's that?
Remember that's the guys that go.
No, I'm saying that's actual people.
Is that somebody, like a group
of people like we the Passport Bros? Like, that's who we are. I thought that was just like random people like going, oh, okay, well, yeah, didn't get that deep into it. But man, they have a podcast called Real Life Street Stars. I ran into them in the casino on the boat. Real cool people, man. They actually have a popping podcast right now. So shout out to them. Also, I ran into the Glove, man.
GP?
The Glove. Yeah, man. Ran into him on there. Yeah, man, ran into him on there. I was surprised to see him on there. But yeah, I ran into him on there, man. I just, you know, passing through trying to get to the casino and kind of seeing him. I was like, GP? He was like, yeah. I was like, nice to meet you, man. I just dapped him up and moved around. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I
wasn't trying to, Did he have a Kawhi? Is that me or you?
You know, ovation? Shit.
I lost you on that last part. Did he have the big hands like Kawhi? Did you put your hand in the glove? I know that ain't why they call him the glove, but.
What happened?
Can you dap him up? Did he have a big Kawhi hands? I know that ain't why they call him Glove.
Dapped him up. Oh, yeah, like a pound. I ain't shake his hand. Nah, I ain't shake his hand.
I feel like that's our Caucasian counterparts that still, they really about the hand-to-hand contact still. That's pretty much the only people I get that still be really about some. Like, I be like, are you sure? Like, are you just going to act like the last couple years didn't happen? I don't understand it.
Yeah. Right. But nah, I still do daps, man. I do daps for, you know, if somebody I don't really know, like, I'm going to dap you. I don't know. Like, it's just.
That was always a funny thing with me, too. It's like, we always assume the people we know is safe.
We don't know them. They probably got COVID, man.
Like, but hey, it is what it is. We all just really out here living. Mm-hmm. Ain't no foolproof solutions to none of this stuff.
Goddamn right.
Hey, speaking of, I was just about to speak on that. Watch for the pop ups throughout the show with the QR.
Oh, they got the new joints on there. Okay, that's the new ones too.
Don't play with it. Don't play with it.
Yeah.
So you can head directly to the Etsy shop. Or you can go to etsy.com/richdreams2z's. Make sure you're getting all your merch for the Rich Dreams apparel. And shout out to the Now Legacy for putting us on every week. Of course, make sure you catch us every Friday on their Facebook's live stream. And of course, we shout out Rich Dreams Apparel for being our sponsor. Always keeping us looking dapper, feeling good.
Right.
Got the new clothing and at the Armir Market Shop out in Arlington, and give us
Dallas. Dallas.
Oh, we in Dallas. Dallas. Mm-hmm. Okay. At the Redbird Mall. Make sure you're checking out. If you're in the Dallas area, go stop by, man. Just peruse. It's a lot of other different brands in there as well. But of course, we want you to go get your little Rich Dreams gear.
For sure.
Yes, sir. Let's get into it, man. Our list topic today, man, is one that's like, I think literally every person is probably struggling with this in some form or fashion. Not many people, especially these days, really only have just like one thing going on. Like, even if you, I feel like, are a young adult in school, you probably in school, you probably working. And these days, you might be in a space where you're trying to make something happen on your own, entrepreneur-wise. So our last topic for today is how to keep balance. It can be a very difficult thing. And shoot, a lot of times you see people get so worn out that they have anxiety attacks just because they feel like everything that they have, it's out of control and it's just overtaking them. We only get 24 hours in a day. They suggest that you spend about 6 to 8 of that sleeping. So really you're talking about what? 16 to 18 hours a day, in which you have to get a myriad of different things accomplished for you, for whoever's in your household, not to mention if you got kids. It can be trying, man. Definitely, I'm going to go just the simplest thing that I know how between work-life balance, because I think for most adults, that's the thing we struggle with the most. Just one tip that I use is to, whether it just be the duration, that's something that's up to you, whether it be once a month, once every 3 months, whatever you feel like you need, but you have to take that time where you are completely away from whatever your work is, just to where you can, even if it's just 24 hours, once a year, whatever your mental capacity needs, you need to have that break, which is just a part of, you know, keeping yourself refreshed, keeping your mind in a state to where you don't feel like you're just running through the motion. Or like once you can take your mind and it's not fixated on something, you come back with a refreshed frame of thinking as well.
Yep.
So definitely taking a break every once in a while is something that's important for balance.
No doubt. No doubt. Yeah, I agree, man. You know, like I said, you know, like I was just saying, you know, I went on vacation. Like a little, I'd say a mini vacation. It wasn't, I haven't even taken like a week since I've been a barber. I haven't taken like a whole week off since I've been a barber. I've been a barber 4 years now.
Right.
So, but, and I have to do, like I say, I do struggle with balance. And it comes from having goals, for sure, for me and my and my in my situation, it comes from having certain goals that I want to accomplish, and also looking further down the line. 33 now, I'm looking at how I want to live at 40, how I want to be living by the time I'm 40. That's what a lot of my problems, as far as balance, come from. And me feeling like I have to, you know, just keep pedal to the metal, keep grinding. I don't think that is good, because sometimes I get burnt out. You know, sometimes I get burnt out. Sometimes I'm just, you know, going through the motions and all of that. But
yeah,
I think it's good to, like you said, it is good to take some time away where you're not doing anything work related. Just chill, you know. Like I say, do a little vacation, a weekend thing, something, anything, just to get away from your everyday, you know, your everyday life and the things that you have to do on a day-to-day basis. You know, but, and also I think the other part of balance is, you know, just having to, you know, like you said, toggle with work, home life. You know, if you have a girlfriend or a wife, as us men out here, you have to find, you, especially for a relationship, you definitely have to find some type of balance. So you have to compartmentalize, like work. I think everybody needs a long time. I think you definitely need a long time to where you can kind of decompress and, you know, just relax, you know, after a long day. But then the other side of it is, like I said, if you're in a relationship, you have to also make time for your partner. So like I said, I struggle with it, you know, but I try, you know, like I said, I try to get better at it, and I'm working on it more. I probably got more trips planned this year than I've ever had thus far. So some work related, some not, you know, but you know, but it's important. It is important to make sure you have a balance. You can't just be all work, or you can't just be all focused on your relationship, or all just focused on yourself. You know, you have to have a balance, you know, even throwing in family into that, you know. You know, you want to, you know, like we just had a few episodes back when the RLS topic was keeping family close. You know, as we get older, people start to, you know, just natural part of life. People die as we get older. You know, you want to keep having those memories with your family as much as you can, you know, especially like with a guy like me, with a guy like you, we both stay, you know, out of state from where we're from. So, you know, like I said, for me, I definitely have to do a better job at, when I am in town, trying to touch everybody that I can. And, you know, if I can't see them that time, next time I'll, you know, try to holler at them or go by there, or, you know, link with them some type of way. But yeah, man, I think it's just about, kind of structuring it, noticing that you need to have more balance in your life. I think that's probably the main thing, noticing it, because sometimes, you know, you can just get on that hamster wheel, you know, the day-to-day stuff, and you just keep going. But I think it's just about noticing it, and making a conscious effort to find balance for sure.
That's a good thing, man. Like what you said, noticing is key, and that's mm-hmm. just a part of self-evaluation. Sometimes I don't know how you do it, but for people that meditate, some people, like you say, with setting the goals, make that a part of your goal setting checklist. Hey, yep. I'm a, you know, take this amount of time throughout the year just to make sure that, you know, my mind is refreshed, that, like you say, I'm not getting burnt out. With me, one area that I struggle with that you kind of mentioned with family and friends, making sure I'm being inclusive with them in my life and, you know, making time to see them and support them. It can definitely be difficult when you feel like you have so many obligations and so many places to be. But it's all just about being inclusive. You know, even if it's just something where it's like, okay, I'm going to just be on your side of town. Let me just give you a holler, see what you're doing. See if we can grab a bite to eat or whatever. You know, small things can go a long way. Another area on the reverse end that people, especially these days as well, can use the balance help on is ones that may be a little too chill and relaxed focused, that party every weekend or every other day, always in the club or always at the kickback. I just say this, I know the younger you are, probably the more enticed you are to do those type of things. And, you know, everybody has fun when they're young anyway. So no, not going to say that you shouldn't, but it does not need to be your main focus, of course. I would say if you party 2 days in a row, unless you just on a vacation, you probably need to at least the next day be like, okay, what am I doing in regards to, you know, whatever it is, the goal that you have set for yourself in life. You probably don't need to go for that third day in a row. Just saying.
Yeah. Oh, man. What age are you talking about?
Like I said, it depends.
I think as you get older, man, if you're like 30, 30 plus, like our age, and you still partying two, three nights a week, every week, damn near. Yeah, it's a problem. It's a problem. You know, I can remember when I'm back in my, you know, late 18, 19, early 20s. Nigga, I used to think I was never going to stop going to the club, never going to stop partying like every weekend. That's what I was on it. And it's fun. It's just funny how, and that just goes to show how you evolve as you get older and you mature as you get older. And it's like, nowadays, like you, like me being 33, like I'll tell a 15, 16 year old that comes, you know, in my suite to get a haircut or just you know, maybe just hanging around. And it's like, you'll tell them like, bro, the way you thinking right now, bro, you don't know anything. The way you're thinking right now, trust me, 5-10 years from now, you won't be thinking the same. You won't be thinking the same way. So hope not. You're right. But most likely you won't be. But I think that type of thing happens. I feel like people, you know, we don't really find that balance. It take getting older. It takes cherishing things that you didn't really cherish before. Like you say, spending time with family, you know, the importance of, when you have a partner, the importance of making time for them. I think all those things come with maturity for the most part.
Yeah.
You know, you can't really tell a 21, 22 year old, something like that. They, most of them, man, partying. What we going tonight? Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Well, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. What we doing? You know? So I think it just comes with maturity and also age, but mainly maturity.
But age can come without maturity for sure.
I swear it can. It's a lot. It's a lot of people out here that's 30 doing the same things that they were doing in their 20s.
Yeah.
You know, but if you're constantly working on yourself and you want to be better as a person and you know you want to mature and you want to make better decisions, then you know you will. You got to want to do it. Yep.
It all comes maturity standpoint. I think it definitely comes from experience, going through certain things and then realizing, okay, these are mistakes that I made, and okay, this is probably how I can prevent it from happening this way again.
Mm-hmm.
And also just where you want to be.
Right.
You start to realize as you go through and as you move, like you said, as you grow, that certain things that you do just won't help you with, you know, moving and getting to certain spaces.
Right.
As just like being an adult and adulting and realizing that even if you can and you have the energy and you like, dang, I do want to go out, but at the end of the day, if I'm trying to save to pay this car off or I'm trying to do this or do that, I don't need to do it. I probably just need to sit at the house this weekend.
Right.
You know, and again, that just goes back to, you know, when is the last time I went out? Like, have I just been working nonstop? Do I need a little break? And assessing yourself and assessing what you need to do to even out the life that you have and making sure that you're not getting burnt out.
Right. Yeah. And I don't think, you know, sometimes, like for me now, you know, at my age and where I'm at in life right now, sometimes I'll be like, well, damn, I hadn't been out in 2 months.
Right.
Let me step out and, you know, hit a bar or something, you know, go holler at Cole Red, see where he at, you know, what bar, you know, if whatever wherever he's DJing at the time. You know, sometimes, you know, okay, well, I do need to get out. I've been working a lot. So it can kind of go both ways, you know. Like I say, I don't party as much now. So, you know, sometimes I'd be like, well, I do need to get out a little bit.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah, man.
I like what you're saying too in the relationship space as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you don't wanna for us men, I'm gonna speak for us men, that's in, you know, in relationships, you don't wanna get too focused on work and neglect the needs of your woman or the attention that she needs from you.
Right.
Trust me. It's gonna become a problem.
Speaking from experience, huh?
Just trust what I say. It's gonna become a problem. You know what I'm saying? And it's something that, you know, as a man, you may look at it like, well, man, I'm at the end of the day, like these moves that I'm making and as hard as I'm grinding right now, it's for us. You know, if we last as a couple, eventually get married and all this good stuff, it's for us at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. But, you know, with women, they won't understand where you're coming from because of what they need from you. Right. I've been not reading, but listening to this book. I think it's called Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus.
Yeah.
Or Swap Around.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very insightful, informative book. And just listening to the book, like when he talk about from the man's perspective, I'm like, bro, like this dude is describing me like damn near to a T of like how I think.
Yeah.
And it's like you get to understand more listening to that book. It kind of takes away the bias of me just thinking from my perspective. Like, say if I'm in real time and me and my girl going at it about something and I'm making my point and she making hers, I probably won't be able to feel it because I feel this way about it. You know what I'm saying? Or this is what I think about it. But listening to that book, it helps you to understand. That's what it's really all about. Trying to understand, how to deal with the other sex, or how to understand the way that they think and the things that they need from a relationship. So, but like I say, it's with that balance, you're going to have that. You're going to have that with your relationship too.
Yeah.
You can say to the cows come home, I'm doing all this for us. Right. They're not going to feel it. But like I say, because they need what they need from you or the relationship or whatever.
Yeah. And for me, still learning, but
we all learn.
What I've kind of gathered in the relationship space is, especially because I grew up as an only child, so I'm just not even used to having nobody that's like around all the time in general, period. So
me too.
I know I can get on some, I didn't even mean to not include you or whatever. It just, I was doing my own thing. But being inclusive and like when it's stuff that you can have your significant other or your partner come along with or have that additional time spent, I think that goes a long way. But it's one of those things where, yeah, you do have to set a time and make space and make sure that, hey, I'm giving my person attention, because at the end of the day, we all creating these little environments where it's like, hey, this is, if this is your partner, this is technically all you got at the end of the day. So you want to make sure y'all are in good standing.
Supposed to be all you got.
Supposed to be. So making that time to be included for them, but also setting the time for, of course, yourself. And then there's another category as well where you have to break for your relationships as far as like friends and family that you had, before that. Right. So I think
and not to cut you off, and sure. I think a lot of us that's a good thing. That's a good thing you brought up right there. As far as being in a relationship, but still making time for friends and family,
right?
A lot of people get in relationships and they all about what's going on in the relationship.
Yeah,
and whether it be the women behind it or the man behind it, as far as not letting, I don't want to say not letting because we're all grown, but maybe motivating them to maybe stay away from friends or mainly do family stuff, family things. To me, that's not good balance. Of course you're, you take first duty is to your family, right? But at the end of the day, you still should, in my opinion, make time for friends. And every time it don't have to be a couple thing. You can just go hang with your homegirls or hang with your homeboys. Yeah. I just think that's as important too. Like it's up there too, man, because it's kind of like, well, damn. I've been friends with these people before I met my old lady.
Right.
So now that I'm, my old man, but now I'm in a relationship. It's just everything about the relationship is, there's no more friends. Y'all talk every 6 months and, maybe don't see each other at all because you're in a relationship now. That's definitely, That's not balance. I think a good balance would be to, you don't have to link up with them every weekend.
It definitely shouldn't be to a point where
once a couple of months, something. I think a lot of people in relationships, they get too consumed with it. Even if you have kids, like I know I have clients, for instance. They all got kids. but yet they all still make time to hang out with each other. Mm-hmm. So it's, to me, if you're in a situation like, it's no excuse. Yeah. It's no excuse for not still seeing friends and family. You know what I'm saying?
I think that goes into is a communication, having that open dialogue to where it's like, you know, some people, they be afraid to even bring it up. Like, hey, you know, the guys is going such and such. They feel like that's a bad conversation to even have. But being able to have an open line of communication and scheduling, like you say, probably shouldn't be no every weekend type of thing. But it's like, hey, if the boys get together, you know, once a month and they do like we do basketball at the park. And then, you know, later that night, we go shoot pool at the bar. That's like, I feel like that's something we can work in, you know.
That's light. Yeah, that's light. And, you know, like I say, is, you know, you kind of hear this all the time with women, like, oh, you can tell when she got a man and won't hear from her no more. You know, you hear that a lot with women. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But, I think that's just as important, man. Because like I said, at the end of the day, man, we all getting older. You know, tomorrow's not promised to any of us. You don't want to have them type of regrets with somebody that, you know, you've been friends with for a while. You don't want to have those type of regrets, man.
Seriously. So, man, put a cap on it, man. I mean, balance is something that we all need. It's something that, you know, we all try to work towards, but it's a hard thing to achieve.
It's constant work.
Yeah. I think it's just something where you have to, it's an active thing to where you have to constantly be looking at where you are, looking at situations and seeing what it is to make you internally feel like you're at peace with things. And that's it. You know, like I said, it goes back to open dialogue, scheduling, and then just seeing what are the things that you really do hold value, and really, you know, sectioning off when you can put the order in of importance of what you want to do.
Right.
Yeah, man. So good luck to y'all. Hopefully that helped somewhere in there with some tidbits. We're going to let's jump into the Black Business shout out for the week, man.
Okay, who we got?
Black Business shout out for this week. We got Soul Shay. You know, Louisiana in the building. Soul Shay Bath and Body, man. She's coming at you with all the body oils and scents and lotions, everything to make your skin right. She even got this heel cream that I'm about to order. Matter of fact, I'm gonna order that right now because I ain't gonna lie, these heels been kind of rough on you, boy. It's been a minute since I got me a petty, man. So I got it's tough. But yeah, man, she got some beard oils for guys like you that actually have a beard. Y'all don't
you got one too?
Y'all don't come for me. but facial care, body bars and lotions, anything you need to make your skin feel right, man. Holla at Soul Shay and let her get you right, man.
Mm-hmm.
All natural products, by the way, as well. Everything natural. So you ain't got to worry about, for the people with sensitive skin, having the artificial stuff in there, the scents and all that, everything natural from Soul Shay.
That's what's up. Shout out.
Yeah, man. All right, man. Well, shout out Black Business O'Shea. And then, man, I was telling the producer earlier, I was telling you earlier too, it's like it's a lot of things going on in sports right now to say ain't really no sports happening, at least not the main two that we talk about. Pop it off, man. Your boy, Jaylen Brown, getting big paper out here.
He is.
So I think they were saying this is one of the highest paid basketball contracts.
The highest paid.
It is the highest. Wow. Yeah, man. So Jaylen Brown just signed a super max deal.
Super duper max.
5 years, 304 M's.
Four.
Sheesh.
He could have let him slide on that four now.
He could have gave him.
He could have let him. He could have made it an even 300, man.
Look, go get, take that phone and go get a young player, man.
Hey, man, right. Let's get us a piece we might actually need.
Nah, man. He said,
but nah, you got to get all you got. You got to get everything, man, because they making billions off y'all.
Yeah,
so, bro, yeah, I'm going to get all mine, too. Yeah, I'm going to get all mine, too. I ain't mad at him.
Nah, shout man, shout out to Jaylen Brown, man. He I feel like he's been a real hardworking dude. He seems like just one of them head down grinder type of guys.
Yep.
Been getting better every year, seems like, as well.
Yep.
And yeah, so it's a cool thing to see.
But now check it out though.
Oh yeah, let's see what you about to bring up. It's about to be.
So check it out though.
What's up?
Do you feel like I'm happy that nigga got his money? Like I ain't never knocking nobody for getting no paper, man.
Yeah.
And I don't care what color or race you is. Of course I like it. Like, of course I like it a little more when, you know, it's us. But yeah, I'm about everybody getting theirs, man. But do you feel like in this situation they had to pay him this money to keep him just so somebody else wouldn't swoop him up? More so than him being worth that $300 million, 5 years?
I would say yeah.
Yeah, what?
That he was worth it after they assist. Because you gotta think of it like this. They wouldn't pay it to him if they just absolutely couldn't. And the fact that he got this contract means that there's more to give, because we know who's gonna get the biggest contract, right?
Yeah, they're gonna have to come with at least that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so I feel like if this, to me, it seemed like they was like, okay, we have to lock in Jaylen Brown.
So you feeling like so you feeling like it was more so they really believe he's worth it versus we kind of in a pickle, like we don't want to just let him walk, so we gotta pay him. You think it was more so we believe that he's worth $300 million?
Yeah, I would say so.
I disagree. I think they was in a pickle. I think
some teams they knew probably chomping at the bit.
They knew if nobody could pay him what they paid him.
Mm-hmm.
They own his bird rights. You know, that's the team that he was drafted to. He hasn't been with any other team. So they could pay him more. They can give him more years. But if you let go Jaylen Brown, who you going to get back?
Right.
See, what these owners want to pay you as less as possible. They don't want to give you no money, like, for the most part. Yeah, for the most part, they don't really, in my opinion, they don't really just want to give you money or give you this amount of money on some, yeah, I believe you worth it, bro. See, they knew you can't let a dude like him walk. Hey, what is he, 25, 26 years old?
Yeah, I think 26.
You can't let him walk.
Right.
He got a good 5 to 7 years of prime left.
Yeah.
If basically, you know, barring any injuries, yeah. Barring any serious injuries, yeah, bro, like, yeah, I just think that they couldn't lose him,
right.
You know, they couldn't lose him. There's nobody out there that they would pick up. I mean, they would be able to pick up that'll replace that big gap of production that he provides. So I think it was more so they had to give him the money. They were in a pickle. They had to give him the money more so than them just, not to say that they don't believe in him. You don't give somebody that amount of money and not believe in them. I'm not saying that, but I think it was just more so. Yeah, we gotta pay him. We gotta pay him, y'all. Yeah, Ain't nobody else out there.
Right.
And we just don't want to let him walk. Yeah.
I'm trying to think who's
I mean. But it was an extension though, so
yeah. But who are the other young two guards that's like on that level?
None available.
Yeah, I was about to say besides like you know, Devin Booker and guys like that. But that's a good point, man. If he leaves, that's a big, huge gap in the team. Yep. Especially to say that, you know, the last couple of years you've been on the cusp of a championship. You don't really want to lose no pivotal pieces.
Right.
So, yeah, I could see definitely how it would be on Boston's end. Hey, we can't afford for somebody to step in. We got to make sure he feels like this is the most lucrative situation for him.
Right.
Man, shout out to Boston, though, for having their pockets right. Because
right.
Yeah. And then picking up Kristaps, too. I mean, hey.
I ain't right that nigga right now.
You're not moved?
Not at all. I think them losing Marcus Smart was way bigger than them gaining Kristaps. To me, he was the heartbeat of the team.
Yeah.
He was the glue guy. I feel that he could come out. He was the one guy on the team that could come out and criticize Jalen Brown and Jason Tatum, right. And they got better from it. I don't think anybody else on that team could have done anything like that. And them turn it around. Like, you know, 2 years ago when they went to the finals, that was the year he came out and said, man, listen, basically, you know, to paraphrase, man, boys need to pass the ball when people open.
Right.
You know, and he did that not too long after. Man, they went on a great run and made it to the finals. That's, to me, they hadn't won a chip, so I can't put him in Draymond status.
Yeah.
But I think Draymond's a more intelligent player than Marcus Smart, too, for sure. But he was their Draymond.
Right.
You know, you need guys. You need those
certain
guys.
Certain intangibles that he has.
Exactly.
That you know, that just ain't gonna shape up if you.
They don't show up on the stat sheet.
Who gonna be replacing him? Probably D. White.
Nobody gonna replace the role that he played. Well, they don't. I'm talking about
the position, like being the point guard, because taking
point guard,
point guard by committee.
I don't know. Probably Brogdon. I think they still have Brogdon, right? I think they still have Brogdon, right?
I don't think they moved him.
Yeah, I think they were gonna move him at first. Remember?
Yeah, that's what it was. He was gonna be part of that Smart
deal. Some three-way team trade. But he'll be them two for sure. Yeah. But I think that's been Boston's problem for the longest. Like they don't have a real point guard.
Okay.
That's why they turned the damn ball over so much.
Yeah.
You know, you got Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. They trying to dribble through and do all this. Yeah. And, you know, you don't have nobody. They don't have anybody to set them up. I think if Chris would have been cool with it, I think he would have been perfect for Boston. But I know he didn't want to go over there and play. But, oh, man, he would have been perfect for Boston.
I didn't even think about that. But yeah.
Oh, my God. He would have been perfect. Nice. If he would have been okay with going over there, he would have been perfect for Boston.
Yeah. I mean, essentially, how did they do when Kyrie was there? I know they didn't really go far, far, but they was like a winning squad, right?
They didn't go far when he was there. They went far when the first year Kyrie was there and he got hurt. And, you know, they went all the way to the East Finals, played against the Cavs, and went seven games with them. But that next year, I think they got knocked out in the second round with Kyrie, and that was his last year.
See, I think that's – essentially you putting – I ain't going to say a Kyrie type of player in there, but the impact, and it's going to be a more positive impact if it's like a CP3 in there.
Of course, because he's a natural facilitator. He's a natural facilitator. He wants to get other guys involved. Like, I think if CP, like, you think about that year that first year he was with the Rockets. Right. He probably ain't averaged nothing, maybe 15, 16 points.
Right.
I think he might average like 8 or 9 assists, and that's playing alongside James Harden, who was probably the number one in usage in the league at that time. Yeah, he was playing a lot, but a smart, intelligent basketball player, IQ high, like Chris Paul, he's only going to help your team.
Mm-hmm.
He's only going to help your team.
With spacing and everything.
Right.
So if that's what Jalen got, what are you projecting as far as what they're going to do with Jason? You think 350 for Harden?
Nah, I don't think he'll get 400. He probably get like – they probably might give him like 315, 320.
Yeah.
They going to give him more than JB.
They could have kept the 4 for him. That's what they could have did.
Yeah.
They gave him just 3 straight up.
Yeah. They going to give him – he going to get more, though.
Boston, man. It's one of the most winning franchises in the game. They do got the most championships.
Tied with the Lakers. They tied with the Lakers, the most chips, I think. Or the Lakers up one of the two.
If anybody got it, they got it. So,
yeah.
It'd be interesting to see how it all work out. They talking about you, boy, man, already, though. So, you know, Amez, that they got drafted to – well, not drafted. That signed to Northwestern, right? I can't think of his name. The man with the one arm.
Right.
Why they posted talking about Jaylen Brown terrorizing the league next year, talking about because he can't go left, man. They did it wrong, bro. That's the cold. Internet is crazy out here.
That's cold.
But I'm sure that'll be something definitely since he got it. Exposed a little bit more during the playoffs. I'm sure he'll be working on that during the offseason.
Mm.
I'm excited to see where they go, man. That's an exciting young team, for real, for real. Man, next, the guy from New York finally signed in the NFL. Just give me a second. I'm going to think of his name.
Oh, you're talking about Saquon.
Saquon, yeah, he finally agreed on a deal. It's kind of funny. Wasn't very much more than his franchise deal would have been, but
a million more.
Yeah, you know,
they call him an M.
Hey, you know, more is more. So, but it's kind of a weird thing to see. Is the running back position just not as valuable anymore? Is that just what we're seeing? Or is it just because it's played a little different now?
I believe I can see it from both sides because on one end, if you're looking from the player's perspective,
right,
they take a lot of pounding, even from like college and into the pros. They take a lot of pounding. You know, some running backs are like Saquon, dual running backs like Kamara, like McCaffrey. These guys can run and they can catch the ball at high levels. Mm-hmm. So when you look at all the things that they have to do, and they have to block.
Right.
Yeah, and they have to block. So, you know, so they have a lot on their plates. So I can understand them wanting to get paid more. They're actually probably the least paid, even under the kicker, I believe.
Yeah.
On average.
And so, the way their deals are structured, it's kind of set up for them not to get paid until most of the trade is already on their time.
Right. So I can understand them wanting to get paid. But if you're looking at it from the owner's perspective, man, I think when it went away from being a three down, having like most teams having a three down running back or, you know, whatever, basically one running back, that now you have every team got two running backs that splits the
right.
Nick Chubb. They rated him the best running back in the league, I think. Just, you know, this offseason, they've rated him the best running back in the league. He even had they even had Kareem Hunt to share the load with him.
Yeah.
And this is the best running back in the league. So I think once it went away from that, that definitely hurt the Forrest getting paid. But I think the owner's looking at it like, listen, man, we can find a guy, we can find running back second, third round, undrafted. Mm. It's been proven, it's been shown, you know.
Yeah, pretty much
we can find those guys. We can find those guys. So why would we pay y'all all of this money? And we know the lifespan of a running back. By the time the running backs these days, by the time they're 27, 28, it's pretty much over.
Yeah.
It's pretty much over. So I think the owners, they looking at it from a business standpoint. Man. You're not going to play into you. You're not going to get corner money. You're not going to get O-lineman money. Not D-lineman money. Not receiver money. Of course not receiver money. And y'all better not come in here talking about no goddamn quarterback money at all. We ain't even having no conversation about that. But I'm thinking that they looking at it like y'all burn out faster than probably any position in the league. Yeah, any position in the league, the running backs burn out fastest.
You're basically an expendable.
Exactly. You probably got to about your prime, a running back's prime, is from when they step foot in the league to about 26.
Yeah.
That's their prime. After that, they on the downside.
Yeah.
You
have the anomalies out there like Frank Gore. He played pretty well.
AP. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, AP, I think back in the day, the bus, he played a little while.
Into his 30s,
yeah. But it's just a few guys that's like that, you know. Right. So, hey, man. It's
man.
So I think they have to work it out more, like as far as with the players union or whatever, NFLPA. They have to do, you know, if they're really looking out for the players, they have to work it out. Like I heard Stephen A say, maybe let them out of college a year earlier.
Yeah.
You know,
or there might need to be a restructuring too, to where it's like, okay, you can't franchise tag them twice.
Twice. Yeah, he said that as well. Somebody said that. I can't remember, but yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Right.
Yeah.
Or I think maybe it's time to shift the position itself. Most guys, they're a dual threat anyway.
Mm.
I think it needs to be, I don't know, they need to be considered more of a close wide receiver. I don't know what another word would be for like a slot guy, but like, I mean, the ball is thrown usually 30 to 50 times a game now.
Right. Probably.
I mean, there's not really a lot of run plays in there for you to have a running back.
So. It's not many Derrick Henry's left. It's not many.
He doesn't even have his deal done yet. And some would say he's up there at that top three running back in the league.
Type for sure he is. They say he's only made like $45-46 million in 7 years.
Right.
That's a travesty.
That's
a travesty.
That sounds like a lot, but in the world of sports.
No. That's a travesty, nigga. Like, yeah. That's bad. Because, man, he been good for a while, bro. He been good for a while. So,
yeah.
But I think we can say the numbers have proven that the running back just don't last long. You can't pay them 4 and 5 year after that rookie deal. They really, most of them are really damn near done after that rookie deal. So you can't really give them no 4 and 5 years, $50-60 million every time, you know? You know, think about running backs. They're getting hit damn near every play they touch the ball, and by big dudes too. They getting hit by linebackers and linemen for the most part. You know,
every play.
Receivers, they getting hit by corners and safeties most times. And a lot of times, either same size or bigger than those corners or safeties or whatever. But running backs, they getting hit by the biggest guys on the field.
Yeah.
So, you know, I can kind of see it on both sides.
Another thing that this kind of brings up to me, since we're talking about pay scale, is the NFL ever going up the ante? It seems like kids really need to be focusing more on basketball or baseball or soccer.
Guaranteed money.
The NFL is very high risk, low reward. I mean,
it's a thing where it's like, okay, it's a high contact sport.
Yeah.
We don't want to invest, give you all this guaranteed money like the basketball players, and you go out there and tear your knee up right after we get, you know, it's a high contact sport. You know, so I understand why they don't give them a lot of the, you know, like you said, like the running back.
Couldn't that be the same argument for why they should get the pay? It's like, hey, I'm putting myself in this danger.
Nope, because I didn't make you be here. I didn't make you be. No, I'm just being honest. I'm just saying. Think about it. I didn't force you to come play in this league.
Yeah.
I didn't force you.
Now it's like Kyler Murray. He could have been playing baseball. I bet he regret that.
Well, you're getting paid though.
But he ain't getting paid like he would have been in baseball. He
probably not. That baseball pay you money. Ooh. Now I ain't gonna lie, that baseball pay you money. Ooh. I'll guarantee you too. But yeah, I didn't force you to come play in the league. Now that's like me saying, oh, well, I wanna come and be a part of this, but I want it to be this way. No, you're an employee. You know what we got going over here. Okay. These are the rules. But like I say, I think it's with the physicality of football in the NFL, it wouldn't be a good business. And I'm thinking from the owner's perspective, it wouldn't be a good, and I get what you're saying, but it wouldn't be a good business move for me to give you, as a running back, all guaranteed money or 75% guaranteed of your contract, knowing that it's a high contact sport. You know what I'm saying? Just looking at it. Think about it from an owner. I want you to get outside from being a player. I know you play. Think about it from an owner's perspective. Would you be willing to give somebody that's, like we just said, they're getting hit by the biggest dudes on the field. It's already a high contact, high risk of getting injured and getting injured sport. Would you give this person a high amount of guaranteed money out of their contract, knowing how fast, and then how fast running backs burn out? Not just how easily they could get injured, but how fast they burn out as well.
I wouldn't even be able to. And that's not from a standpoint of me not wanting to.
Exactly.
The NFL, we all know it's like it's this good old boys club, if we're being honest with it. Not just talking about paying them more guaranteed money, but the NFL as a whole, it's pulling in way more revenue than both the MLB and the NBA. So what I understand not going out of the box and being like, okay, we're gonna pay you $300 million guaranteed like a baseball player, but you can afford to give them more.
They have more to pay. They have more. Think about it. It's 55 players per team. They have more players to pay as well. Like basketball, they can pay a nigga $300 million like Jaylen Brown. They ain't number 15 niggas on the roster.
Yeah.
You know, so you got to think about that as well. And I think these are all things that the NFLPA, they should be negotiating. I think, if they try to get as much as you can, for sure. Right. I'm not saying don't try and get these running backs paid more guaranteed money or just more money in general. But just looking at it from the owner's perspective, I'm not going to, and I don't think this is not a race thing. It's a money thing. At the end of the day, and a good business decision thing, I'm not going to give you all this guaranteed money, and you probably won't last past 28 as far as being a good player.
Right.
It's just a bad investment.
Yeah. You know? And I ain't trying to make it a race thing, but I just say it's a good old boys club. You put me an example of being an owner. If I came in there as an owner and tried to change any pay scale, they'd get me out of there quick. Like, that's just how it worked.
I feel what you're saying, for sure. For sure. I'm sure they own some shit like that. But let's just say you were already in there and you were one of those owners. You don't think that you would have that same mindset of what I was just explaining, or you think you would be like
seeing how the current landscape of everything is, I wouldn't go crazy, but I could definitely see myself, you know, gambling at least a little bit more, just to make myself more competitive to get the top notch players. Like if Chubb is not happy with his contract and he's like, okay, I really just wanted like at least 10 mil guaranteed.
Right.
If I, you know, depending on, you know, what my overall and everything look like, if that's something that I can,
Hey, look, I ain't gonna lie though. Like the niggas, it seemed like the dudes that they be giving that money to, they get made bad examples of, like Zeke and Gurley. Like them the two that I really can think about. Good point. like Kamara, like these are the ones. These the ones they put up on the bulletin board when they having the meets. Look at these boys right here. We gave them all a mostly guaranteed money. You see what happened?
Check this out.
Look, I'm telling you. But Kamara got paid 30 pounds, Zeke. Right. The motherfucker running with a knee brace on. How you gonna be a running back with a knee brace on?
Like, they showing a little gif of him eating the cereal.
Yeah. But I think, like when you have these big time running backs and they actually get paid and they got money. What, Zeke had like 60 million guaranteed? That's high. That's a lot. That's a lot. Running backs not getting paid like that. And he come and do what he did.
You know what I'm saying?
That's only more ammo for the owners. So I think I believe that if you're not gonna, I think the problem is the guaranteed money more so. Mm-hmm. That they're getting. So, and my thing is, I don't know, bro. Like, it's going to be tough for them to get that one. It's just going to be tough, I believe. It's going to be tough because they have all the evidence. They got hard evidence against these running backs, bro. You might want, like, think about it. I don't think that you can't not. If you're a businessman and you really have a businessman's mindset, you can't ignore like the running back issues as far as longevity and, you know, getting hurt, and you can find a good running. It's two running backs to every team now. I can find me a good running back in the third round that I can use.
And usually ain't never no shortage on no fast Negroes, man.
It ain't never been a problem. That ain't
one,
never been
one board every day.
We'll find one somewhere. You know, so it's hard, bro. It's tough. Yeah. I hope they can work it out to where they can get more guaranteed money, but like I say, man, just looking at it from the owner's perspective, it'll be tough. It's going to be tough.
For the kids and parents out there, baseball.
Baseball, basketball, hell, soccer.
AAU Summer League.
Soccer, man. This dude just got $1 billion for a year. This dude just got $1 billion for a year. Man, you better get out there with that soccer ball, man. Forget all them other sports. Really? Yeah, get out there with that soccer ball, man.
Yeah, dribble, man.
Yeah, man, do that. But, yeah. What we got next, man?
Man, switching gears, man, got a kind of a solemn topic, man. Hate to share this, but Bronny James, man, in the hospital, basically had a heart attack, dude.
Nah, that's not a heart attack. Cardiac arrest is not. It's not a heart attack. I forgot. I listened to the doctor this morning.
Okay.
And she said it wasn't a heart attack. I forgot how she explained it. But she said it wasn't a heart attack. You know, but that's crazy, man. I hate that for him. I hope it doesn't like alter his future in basketball. Cause I wanna, you know, I don't know how good the kid could be, but I wanna see how good it could be. I wanna see how good it could be. But I hate that for him, man. Man, prayers to him, prayers to, you know.
I mean, it's been reported that he's, you know, in stable condition.
Yeah, he's stable. He's stable. But you know, just going forward though, you know, I hope this is not something that alters his life and the goals and dreams that he has. You know, but man, shout out to Bronny, man. Get well soon, bro.
For real. Even if nothing physically is wrong and he right. You know, can go forward, just the mental right. aspect of that too, of having that happen. So yeah, definitely prayers up, man, for Bronny, the whole James gang, man. I got to hear more about that, because I always have heard cardiac arrest and a heart attack to be synonymous. So I want to.
Nah, the lady, the doctor. Yeah, the doctor lady said every time. Cardiac arrest doesn't mean a heart attack.
Right.
It doesn't necessarily mean a heart attack. Damar Hamlin, he didn't have a heart attack. Cardiac arrest. Okay. I don't know. This YouTube, YouTube that clip from First Take this morning. That she came on First Take this morning, I think.
Okay.
Or one of the ESPN shows. Yeah, she breaks it down. I just right. forgot.
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah, man. Shouts out. Hopefully for a speedy recovery. Mm-hmm. And I think that was it we had for sports.
Okay.
Man, this ain't really not for nothing on our tails for the king. Not really so much a story, but you remember the donut holes, bro?
That was good, bro. We used to steal them. We used to eat them. Nobody was really buying them.
That's so crazy.
I don't feel like I don't think they promoted them like
talking. Not like that. They put them in there for us. They put them in there
That's what it was. They were just giving us a little snack when we up in there slaving.
Because they know they couldn't. The inventory couldn't have balanced out.
No, it never did.
I'd be snacking on them, bubba.
Man, we used to heat up them things real quick and be eating them while we, you know, while we on a little space of time where we ain't got no orders. Man, home after we get through.
The only time people order them is like what, in the breakfast time? You know, people get a little.
I don't remember. Well, I wouldn't really work breakfast, but they was available all day.
That was
available all day.
We really giving y'all free promo with this one. I ain't gonna lie.
We did. We just did that.
So if I don't know when they be back in season, if they still do them, but if you pulling up on Burger King, man, ask them about them donut holes, because they will.
They fine. Mm-hmm.
I think we done did it, bro.
Yeah. Well, we got the 90s, 2000s.
Yeah, bro. Let's come in, man. You gonna put me in on game, man. You had the Tim's boots versus the East. You said the East Bay boots, Eastland boots.
Yo, talking about some East Bay boots, man. What's wrong with this dude?
I just wasn't a boot guy, okay? In the terrain I grew up in, it wasn't.
You had to see, you had to have seen somebody with some Eastland boots on, bro.
So when I looked them up, I have.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
I never really knew the name like that, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, they Eastlands, man. They was in low top. They had the little strap. They kind of reminded me. Producer, if you got a picture of them, man, please pull it up real quick. But yeah, they kind of reminded me, maybe. You remember the polo boot?
Yeah, yeah, I seen the polo.
Kind of like that.
They did have that kind of that kind of styling, yeah, yeah. With the little fat part around the
right.
The ankle, oh, yeah.
You know what they were also made like? The Sperry's. A little bit. Mm. In the front. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think if I can remember correctly, I think that was kind of, it had something that were kind of made like that. But yeah, man, the Eastland boots, man, they was hot back in them for sure the 90s. Probably in the early 2000s too. But that was one of them. They had a few different styles.
Is that the fuck around and find out guy?
I don't know.
He
rocking the Eastlands, man.
Hey, man.
But, see, where I'm from, we rock the Eastlands a lot. I didn't really see many people. You only seen Tim's on TV. Like, not many people was rocking Tim's where we from. Like, back then. Now, of course. But back then, I don't really remember many people rocking the Tim's. What about you? Do you remember the Tim's?
Oh, yeah. I didn't really rock them because they were too expensive. I just got my first pair of Tim's like
expensive.
Oh, a couple years ago, moving out here to Tulsa where it be snowing and stuff.
Yeah.
But when I was growing up, man, they was definitely the high brand that I saw. Now, is that by Timberland? Or did we just call them Tim's just because... Let me help you.
You trying hard to make the blooper reel this week, man. You trying, boy.
Help me.
You trying. First of all, it's Timberland.
Oh, that solves it.
And the producer is Timberland. There you go. Just make it. Yeah.
He used to wear them though, I think.
He might have. He may have. Nah, which man. So my thing is, I ain't gonna lie. Like I said, Tim's versus the Eastland boots.
Mm.
To be honest, bro, I think looking back on it, the Eastland boots. They definitely were hotter in the parts that we stayed in.
The styling definitely looks, you know, more go with a fit more so than a Tim boot. I ain't gonna lie. Just from what I've seen, like it's more of a, okay, this has more of a stylistic look, whereas a Tim just seems like more of a just work shoe.
Yeah, I think that's probably what the Tim started as, right? It had to be, because they got the, so. Motherfuckers probably just hopped on the Tim's and just started, right. Making it probably stylish.
You know how that go.
Right. But man, them Eastlands, they had a run, man. Them Eastland boots.
Can I give an honorable mention?
What's that?
Shout out to the Lugs, man. I ain't gonna lie, Birdman wanted to get some lugs, bro. So I give my shout
out. I remember them lugs, man. I never had a pair of lugs though, but I remember.
Say.
I remember them lugs.
I just remember they had to put the little commercial with Birdman. Get your shot out. Okay. Making them look hard, bro.
Them lugs, man. I feel like they bit. I feel like the lugs kind of bit one of the Tim boots that they had out around that time. I feel like they kind of bit a little bit of the Tim boots. Not the classic Tim boots. Yeah. But you remember they had other Timberland boots that they came out with.
Yeah, I got the black pair myself.
Yeah.
I think they probably around that type of styling.
But yeah, man.
You boot guy? You do the boots often?
Not often. I'm more of a sneaker guy. Yeah.
Same. I do them in like the fall, wintertime.
Yeah, I do some in the fall. I need to get me a black pair. Need to get me a black pair for the fall.
I need to get me a brown pair. I started off with the black.
Man, you did good. That brown, boy, you get some on them brown.
Stained up quick.
Boy, I got a stain that I got on my brown ones that I had that I used to wear. Can't get it off. Can't get it off. I don't remember what it was, but I can't get it off. Save my life.
Shit. Scrubbing his life away, man.
Man.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, we appreciate y'all for tuning in again, man. Another episode of The Rich Dreams in here. Mm-hmm. Any other announcements? Anything you want to get out before we
sign off? Okay, first I want to say, man, we have, don't forget to go and check out the new merch that we just dropped. We got the For Life, the Rich Dreams, For Life tees. And ooh, also, we dropped some new shorts as well. And we have, I'm trying to work on getting some more hats right now. And also, we got an upcoming event that we're a part of in Atlanta. It's a pop-up shop in Atlanta. I forgot the name of it. We'll be in the A on the 19th. If you're in the A, pull up on us, buy something, come through and holler at us, man. But yeah, that's the next event we got coming, but stay tuned.
Yes, sir. Keep up with us. Make sure you're tuning in for the live stream Friday via the live the Now Legacy Network. Make sure you catching all their shows, Sports Anonymous show. Make sure you're catching that Q Talk. And make sure you're catching up with us, man. Follow us on Instagram at @richdreams_apparel. And then make sure you're following us at the Rich Dreams Show Pod as well, man. That way you can get all the clips. If you missed out on some episodes, you can go back and watch. We had a link to our direct Apple Podcasts. You can catch us on Spotify, Pandora, YouTube, anywhere you watching your or listening to your podcast, man, check us out. Thank y'all very much. It's your boy G. I am Smoke Dog, reminding you to keep up with your dreams. Don't fall back. Don't fall off. It's the Rich Dreams Show, man.
It will be a blooper reel this week, maybe two or three, just to let you know they coming.
It's the Rich Dreams Show, man. Appreciate y'all. Peace.